Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in the hot seat for Niall Boylan. Next, we're going to be talking about dogs in pubs. Now, after last night's chat about kids in pubs, tonight we're going to talk about dogs. Listen to this email I received this morning. Now, if you do want to get in touch, you can do the same. You can send me an email at aj.walsh@classichits.ie if there's any topics that you want to hear covered on the show. It says, "Hi AJ, I was listening to your discussion last night about banning kids from pubs, and while I get where people are coming from, I have to say I'd take kids over dogs any day. A few weeks ago I was out for lunch in a pub when a couple came in with a so-called support dog. Now I don't know the ins and outs of what qualifies as a support dog, but surely there has to be some actual rules around it. Can anyone just say, oh, it's a support dog, so they can bring their pet into restaurants? And what about food safety regulations? It's just gross if you ask me. Anyway, this dog was a disaster, stinking to high heaven, badly behaved, and to top it off, farting away like there was no tomorrow. And would you believe it, the waiter actually brought it over a bowl of water. I was absolutely disgusted. I made a complaint, refused to pay and left. Look, I get that real service dogs are important and have a job to do, but it seems like any dog can be called a support animal now, and there's no way to know if it's actually trained or just someone dragging their pet along for a day out. So where do you draw the line? Pubs and restaurants are struggling enough without having to deal with dogs running around inside. I'd rather listen to a crying baby than sit next to someone's stinking Labrador while I'm trying to eat. I would love to hear what other people think. Thanks, Cassie." Now, as far as I understand, a proper service dog is specially trained to assist someone with a disability. And whereas a support dog doesn't need special registration or training, you can correct me if I'm wrong. And as far as food safety regulations go, animals aren't supposed to be in places where food is prepared or stored. But when it comes to the actual dining areas, it seems to be left up to the businesses. So what do you think? Should dogs be allowed in pubs? And I'm not talking about service dogs for the blind, etc. We're talking about other dogs. Let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp 087 188 0008 or get involved on social media on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. And don't forget, if you do have an issue you want to hear discussed on the show, you can email me aj.walsh@classichits.ie. I'm going to go to Pam first. Hi Pam, how are you?
Hello, how's it going? How are you getting on?
Not too bad. What do you think? Dogs in pubs?
So dogs in pubs, yes and no. For a dog that's classed as a service dog, number one, they have to show legislation ID, whether excluding dogs for the blind and excluding dogs for disabled children or ASD children or adults. It has to display some kind of badge or some kind of legislation or some kind of pass to say that this dog is a different type of service dog, whether it's an emotional service dog, whether it's an anxiety service dog, whether it's under this umbrella of a disability, right, rather than seeing a disability. So, number one, the dog did not sound like it was a service dog. Number two, if it was a service dog, it would be barking his fucking throat off to get attention in there. I don't know why the dog was smelly, but maybe it needs a wash. But I actually have dogs myself. I have two dogs, actually. And one of my dogs is actually an emotional service dog. It's a dachshund. It doesn't obviously look like a service dog. It's not a Labrador. It's not a poodle.
Yeah, because you would assume that these dogs are usually Labradors or Golden Retrievers when you see, you know, service dogs. Yeah.
Service dog. So I know what a service dog looks like. I know I work with ASD children in a different setting, obviously not with animals, but my dog is an emotional service dog. I brought him to pubs and bars. My dog is 100% properly behaved in a public area. That doesn't mean I bring him everywhere I go. The places that I do go know that he's a service dog, and we go to these places where they know we're going to bring him.
And so do you have paperwork then for this dog to say that it's an emotional service dog?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's an emotional service dog. Yeah, I do have paperwork for him. But there's no like real legislation in Ireland, or there's no legislative training services for emotional service dogs. My dog picks up on different types of things that I've never seen any other dog do before. I've had loads of dogs in the past, and none of them actually display these type of characteristics like this dog. But this person's problem that was in the restaurant where she was sitting down having a meal, the person without the dog, obviously, she has lots of right to complain. Dogs are not allowed in food service areas where they're prepared, stored, cooked or eaten. It is unhygienic, yes, in theory, but the dog that this lady had didn't seem to be a service dog. Number one, a service dog wouldn't bark unless it's under a lot of stress or maybe the dog was barking because he actually didn't want to be there. You know, some dogs don't like being inside. I have a Labrador. She's noisy, reactive. She suffers with kind of noises and things like that. Obviously, I don't bring her to places where she's going to be triggered. Obviously, that dog, that service dog, umbrella, whatever, isn't a service dog. It wouldn't be barking. Wouldn't have a smell off it. Because if you do have a service dog, you look after this dog like it's Queen Bee.
Like, it just sounds like this dog just wasn't trained at all. And, you know, I mean, I have a dog and he gets smelly from time to time and you do need to give him a wash. And, you know, after you pet him or whatever, and you're like, oh, yeah, OK, Nacho needs a wash. He stinks. And that does happen from time to time. So, I mean, that was probably just the case. But it certainly doesn't sound like this dog was in any way well trained. And I think from what you're saying is you're happy for dogs to be in a place, but they have to be trained.
Oh, they have to be trained. They have to sit down. They have to behave. And the dog should be kept on a leash, and the dog should know where to sit. So when I bring my dog, my dog is tiny, but my dog knows exactly where to sit. So if we're sitting at a table that's low to the ground, he sits in between my legs, and he won't move until we're ready to go. He waits until I say it's time to go. There are places where we have been, and they know us. It's outside of Cork City, though. That he sits up on the high seat with us. He doesn't move. We don't feed him from the table. And we don't feed him on the table, nothing. I mean, he sits and he waits, like, and the people know that we're bringing this dog in. And if we have to go somewhere where the dog has to come, we will obviously either ring ahead and say, look, we're bringing a service dog. He's not an average service dog, but he does hold a place in our family. So we will ring ahead. We don't hold any prejudice against anybody that won't let us in. We say, no problem. Even though sometimes we might show them the pass. Oh, yes, no problem. You can come in. And then other people can be a little bit rude. Where they will not, they will just say, you can't be that dog in here, you know.
Yeah.
And then did you think of asking? Even though he doesn't look like a regular service dog, maybe he is. So yeah, dogs should be well trained. They should sit and wait. If then I used to be in public places with a lot of people, a lot of noise, then the dog shouldn't be there. Why would you bring your dog into a public place, into a food area that's constantly barking?
No, I mean, it sounds absolutely ridiculous. What can I say to you, Pam? What about people that are scared of dogs and they're out there trying to have their dinner and then you're there with your dog? Now, it sounds like your dog is very small, though, so it probably wouldn't be very threatening to anybody.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's fair on people. You know, if you go out for a meal and then you do have a fear of dogs because maybe you've had a bad experience with them, and then you're sat next to a dog, that's not very... I wouldn't be comfortable, you know, with somebody who was afraid of a dog if I was there with my dog. I'd feel awful.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel awful too, because I can understand how people are afraid of dogs.
They are, yeah.
I understand, yeah. And I'm passionate that people are genuinely afraid of dogs. So I see it a lot during the week or wherever I'm going, or it could be in a public place, or I could be just walking somewhere new. And, you know, and not everybody likes dogs. Just because your dog is all cute and cuddly doesn't mean everyone's going to like them. So you can't assume that everyone... So if I was, let's say, if I was going to whatever, a restaurant, or I was going somewhere for a sandwich, or and if there was a customer there in the shop, look, do you mind? I'm really, really afraid of dogs. No problem. I wait till you're gone. No problem. I can go somewhere else. Because I am compassionate to people who are afraid of animals or afraid of dogs in particular. And it's up to the proprietor then of the business to ask the customer, look, sorry, we don't accept dogs in this restaurant. You know, unless this person can legitimately give the kind of the needs passport or the needs documentation for this dog to be in this premises. If you see, if a person is afraid of the dog, is it up to the person to say to the other customer, look, I'm really afraid of your dog. Would you mind sitting across the other side of the restaurant, or would you mind...
You see, I think sometimes people will be afraid maybe to approach, and then because they don't know how the other person is going to react. Because a lot of people that are really into their dogs are very, very defensive and protective of their dogs, and they don't actually take other people into consideration. And that's been my experience a couple of times. So maybe people would be afraid to say it. I mean, obviously, if you were there and someone said it to you, you'd obviously react in a very, very, very good way. But not everybody would. And so, you know, it might just cause a bit of tension, you know, if people feel that they can't approach.
It could. Yeah, definitely. Because the person with the dog will be completely offended. Like, what is wrong with my dog? What's wrong with you? Why do you like my dog? But like, that's their own negative bias towards the person, not the dog or what they're asking them for. They're just taking a negative bias against the person because they're obviously not understanding that this person has a fear of dogs. They're just thinking about themselves and their dog and their food and the restaurant and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so it's basically just about people not being selfish and considering other people. So if you are going to bring your dog out, ring ahead. You know, there's things that you can, there's actions that you can take to make sure that everybody's comfortable, rather than just expecting that you can take your dog in everywhere and expecting that everybody's going to be, oh, look, a lovely dog or whatever. Stay with me there, Pam. You're listening to Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. This is Nighttime Talk. We're asking, should you be allowed to bring dogs into pubs and restaurants? I'm going to go to Marion. Hi, Marion. How are you?
Hi, AJ. How are you, girl?
Yeah, not too bad. So what do you think? Should dogs be allowed into pubs and restaurants?
In enclosed areas, I wouldn't agree. Now, personally speaking, I've been to restaurants where they do have a section for people with dogs. There's a separate entry, everything. They even have a dog menu, the whole lot. You know, different, like they might call it beer-flavoured water, but it's not. It's just water.
Okay.
You know, there's different things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they welcome dogs because they know. Now, having said that, the only kind of dog that should go into those are cam dogs. Not dogs. So when a server comes to the table because they're strange, they're going to bark and nearly give them a heart attack. You don't want that kind of crack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've sat with my own dog. Now, he's quite calm. You know, once I have control over him, he's quite calm. If his little buddy, who's a chihuahua, is there, he's... Oh my God, he's given it in a home and a different service, a heart attack.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with chihuahuas. They can be feisty little things.
Yeah. But if he's not there, my flat is sedate, he's quiet.
What type of dog is it?
My flat is a French bulljack. He's a cross between a French bulldog and a Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh wow, nice little mix there.
So he has the telltale rabbit ears.
Yeah, I know them well. Yeah, my dog's a French bulldog as well. Yeah. And now I couldn't bring him to a pub. Jesus. Maybe a beer garden.
Well, I'll be honest. Now, we were there and I had a dental appointment in Cork City. And there was a bar near us. Don't ask me the name. I haven't a clue. But I know it's near a sports ground in Cork. And my husband wanted something to eat. And plus, because we'd arrived early, you know, we had the dog with us. And I just went inside and I said, do you mind if we sit outside with our dog? You know, there was no problem. Obviously, it was taken for granted. He was on a leash, which he was. Plus, he was quiet. So there was no issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, as for having him up, sitting beside you while you're eating, nah, I wouldn't have that. But if they're on the ground, I don't see an issue. You know, but not indoors. I would not agree with
beer gardens, indoors. That kind of thing. And if there's a space outside, or you know, when you see like there's coffee shops and there's tables out the front.
Exactly. I don't see an issue in that regard because, like, you can, you know, it's fresh air. And if you can smell a dog from that, I'm telling you, you should be the hound, you know, that sniffs out fucking crime and everything else.
Yeah, literally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I don't see an issue in it, you know, when it's outside, because like, if you take a look at a lot of our European counterparts, particularly in Spain, where I've been to, dogs are welcome. Obviously, they're outside. And there's a doggy group and everything that meets. But obviously your dog has to get along with other dogs. You don't want arguing. You want barking. You don't want fighting. And I don't see an issue with that. If you want to eat your meal, then outside. You're outside. You're not interfering with anybody else. You know?
I worked in a restaurant in the UK, and the owners of this restaurant, now it was in the Michelin Guide, so it was a really, really nice restaurant, but the owners were too dog friendly, and we allowed dogs in this restaurant, and sometimes, oh my God.
I wouldn't agree with that.
Chaos, absolute chaos, because you'd have one table with a dog, and then another table would arrive. They'd have a dog. The dogs could be barking with each other, barking at each other. One time we had a Great Dane in, and like the Great Dane's
bum
was at the height of the table of the people next to the. I was just like, oh, I was mortified. I was like, can you get your dog's arse out of this lovely couple's meal, please?
That sounds a bit ridiculous now.
It was ridiculous. Now, don't get me wrong. The dog was lovely. I remember him. His name was Wally. He was gorgeous, but not in that setting. It didn't work in that setting.
In that setting. I do believe there is a place for dogs. And I don't see that there should be an issue with people eating outside and having a dog with them, provided that dog is calm, is not aggressive towards other dogs.
Yeah, if you have a dog that's in any way aggressive or could be unpredictable,
should not be there. Should not be there.
You should know your dog. Yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have to go to the ads. Pam, Marion, stay with me there. I'm going to come to Deirdre after the break. We're just asking, do you think that we should allow dogs in pubs? If you want to get involved, the number on WhatsApp is 087-188-0008. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan. We've just had a text in saying, why not indoors? Dogs are cleaner than most people. Well, I think they're not, you know, and restaurants are for people at the end of the day. So it is kind of fair to say outside, you know, and not in enclosed places, because at the end of the day as well, we're not, our restaurants and pubs and stuff are not as open as they are in Spain. You know, they are enclosed because we just don't have the weather for it. It's different in Spain. I think you see it all the time, people walking in and out with their dogs, but you just don't feel quite as enclosed and you're not there shoved up right beside a dog. I'm going to go to Deirdre next. Sorry. Hi Deirdre. How are you?
Hello, how you doing, AJ?
How are you? So what do you think? Do you think dogs should be allowed in pubs?
I think dogs, children and grandparents should never be allowed into pubs. I'm joking.
Grandparents? You're going to start war.
All jokes aside. Yeah, listen, to be fair, you were talking about restaurants. No, it would be a no-go with me now for restaurants, to be fair. What that other lady said there about there was a separate place for dogs. Yeah, I'm all for that, yeah. But if you're going out for a meal, I don't think you want dogs in the restaurant. Again, if it's a blind person, that's understandable. But I still think I would like to keep that person in a place where it wouldn't be interfering with the other people.
I do think that those dogs, though, they're amazing. Like they're really just not as much of an issue as just a regular dog. And I think that that's where there's a massive difference. You see these service dogs.
They're
fantastic.
You remember pubs long ago, like, you know, you'd have the old men going into the old bars there with their dog, a little terrier or a little Jack Russell, as you say. And they'd sit next to them for the few hours and then they'd walk home with them like their best buddies, you know.
Yeah.
That is okay in the small little pubs, but where food is concerned, I don't think I'd like it.
Yeah. Do you agree with that, Marion? That's what you were kind of saying, you know, outside is fine, but not in restaurants.
Not inside restaurants. And the restaurant I was talking about, like, you know, it's a good restaurant. It's down in Dungarvan. And it has, like, if you want a meal without dogs, this is your section. This was your section. If you want to have your pet with you, this was your section. And you had a separate entrance, everything. And the two sides did not interact or even look at each other. You know what I mean? So your dog, if you brought him there, did not interfere with those who are just out for a quiet meal. You know what I mean? Unless, of course, they wanted to pass through and go to the smoking area. That was different.
Yeah, but then again, that's fair enough.
It was completely separate. Completely separate.
It's just not everywhere would have the space, though, Marion.
No, they don't. They don't. But I'm only talking about one particular restaurant.
Yeah.
Which did have a specific area. Because they realised that, given the times that we have, our nature and our economy needs to change. So you could have a couple and they have a dog that might not, especially after COVID, no dog likes being left alone when they had their owners around there, you know, the whole time. And they get nervous, so they take them with them. And this was a way of being able to accommodate those people to be able to come out in these, which is, I think, fair enough. And the fact that it was kept away from the general dining area, where you just had people.
What do you think about this? I've just had a message in here and it says, I was approached by four different security people last week in Pennies because I had one of my rescue dogs wrapped in my coat. You could only see his ears. I was told I had to leave the store and I could not buy. Oh yeah, they weren't even allowed to pay for what they went to the cash desk for. So in clothes shops, what do we think about clothes shops?
No, that's like, in all fairness, obviously that person is a small dog, right? Up in her arms, in her jacket. So it wasn't as if that dog was going along on the floor, peeing on every racket saw. I mean, like, my friend, we went into a shop with her chihuahua, right? I'm going to blame him now again because we take him everywhere. And there was Carson Pennies actually thought he was a cat. And there was nobody said anything to us about him.
It's a poor cat.
No, a cat.
Yeah, no, I heard you. I'm going to go to Graham now. Graham, how are you?
I'm all good. How are you?
Not too bad. Do you think that we should allow dogs in pubs?
No, I'm not particularly a fan of allowing dogs in pubs. I'd find it really off-putting if I was going into a pub and I seen a group of canines outside. On one hand, I think if it was me personally, I think it was either for one or two reasons. I think it would be maybe for, if I seen a group of canines outside the likes of a pub, I think it's a highly dangerous pub to have canines outside. But at the same time, I do appreciate that people obviously have guide kind of pets. And I'm not against people having guide pets in the likes of pubs, in the likes of restaurants, in the likes of cafes. I'm not against that. But like the general public kind of just bringing their pug or bringing their Jack Russell to a pub or anything like that, I think it's just very off-putting. And I think it's not a good look for a business.
What about in a restaurant as well? Would you be happy eating your dinner if there was somebody beside you with just a regular dog, not a guide dog or a service dog?
No, not particularly. I find that kind of very unhygienic. I find it very off-putting as well.
Do you have dogs yourself? Are you a dog person or?
Yeah, no, I do have a dog there myself. I actually have two dogs myself. I have two Yorkshire Terriers. I'd never bring the Yorkies to a pub or to a restaurant. And now it might be different if I'm bringing them to the likes of a cafe. If I was bringing them to a cafe, though, I would kind of. I would leave them with somebody outside and I wouldn't bring them into any place like when it's serving food or a serving drink or kind of serving anywhere like that. I think it's highly unhygienic, especially if there's kind of food being prepared in a certain area or kind of drinks kind of being prepared in a certain area. Like that's like to me kind of saying like would you kind of have a dog in the likes of a restaurant kitchen, like you won't kind of have a dog in where food is being prepared, so why would you kind of have a dog kind of around your dinner?
So Graham, if you went into a restaurant and you were shown over to your table and you sat down and there was people next to you and they had a dog, would you feel comfortable saying it to them, or would you say it to the staff, or would you say it to anybody, or would you just sit there uncomfortably, or would you leave?
I would probably query it, to be honest with you. I would query it. But I won't be very off-putting. Although while I would query it, I probably won't go back to that establishment again. After a year 20 V, it'd just be very off-putting for me.
So Pam, I was asking Graham there if he'd feel happy to say it to someone, because my worry is that someone would feel uncomfortable about saying it, even though they felt uncomfortable. But Graham seems happy. He seems like he would say something.
Yeah, because that's his personal preference, because he would feel uncomfortable while eating in a restaurant with a dog beside him. And I suppose if he said it to the proprietor of the business, look, I feel really uncomfortable sitting near this person with the dog. That's his personal preference, and he has the right to say that because he feels uncomfortable. He wants to have something to eat. I don't think that's being rude. That's, he's standing up for what he personally
would like to, his experience in that restaurant. I don't agree with the canines outside the pub, though. I mean, yeah, I think maybe it's just one person with one dog and one pub, but like having a whole batch of canines outside the local bar, you know. But yeah, that's his personal preference. And if I felt uncomfortable myself, if I felt the same way that Graham did in a restaurant, I would say, because that's my personal choice, speak up for myself, that I would feel uncomfortable eating whatever I would choose to eat while there was a dog next to me or in my area, because that was my personal choice, and that's his personal choice. He wouldn't be offending anybody. If they want to take offence to it, that's their problem, not his, you know. So because he wants to eat that restaurant and he wants a nice experience, and if a dog is in the restaurant where he's eating, that's off-putting for him. So he's well in his rights to say it, just once he says it in a healthy way.
Marion, how would you feel if you were out somewhere with your dog and someone turned around and said, look, do you mind moving, because I don't feel comfortable with the dog here?
I would respect their opinion and I would respect their request, because not everyone is comfortable with dogs. Some people have a natural fear of dogs, and you'd have to take that into consideration. And I personally think that any dog owner who would take offence to somebody asking them to do that, there's something wrong. You know what I mean? Because we live in a society where we have to live and let live, right? And while we do that, we have to take into consideration other people's feelings and their beliefs and their choices. So if somebody said it to me that they were not comfortable with my dog, or maybe if he did bark, the sound of his bark upset them, I would remove myself and the dog, no problem. No problem.
I've just had a message in. It says, good evening, AJ. I've been in restaurants where I would far prefer to have a well-behaved dog under the table of other diners than the diners who were sitting at that table. If the dog is not...
Yeah, it can be so true. But AJ, I'm going to tell you a story now, right? Now,
go ahead,
it's
going
from the restaurant. But like, I'm 55, right? And I grew up with, you know, the school dental scheme. Okay? And we used to go to our local hospital for our dental checkups. Now, our dentist at the time, no names, right? He actually had his dog under one of the tables.
Oh, and were you okay with that? Was it a good dog? Well behaved? Didn't smell? Wasn't farting?
Well, smell, I don't know. I was a child. I thought it was normal. You know, he didn't bother us or anything else. But like, you know, looking back on this, and I'm like, aren't dentists supposed to be one of the most hygienic, you know, aside from doctors, areas and surgeries, are they not supposed to be one of the
thing
most
is, though,
hygienic?
People get nervous going to the dentist. It was probably a nice little thing to have the dog there, especially for kids.
Well, true, but we never rubbed him. You know, we weren't allowed to rub him or anything like that. But I just thought, like, you know, I'd slip that in there. But, like, personally speaking, I think it is a choice for people. And if someone is nervous or they don't want to be sat next to a dog, then I do believe they do have the right to say that. And I do believe that if you're a responsible dog owner, you will take that on board and not take offence.
Yeah, I do think people just need to be open to it and be aware of other people. It's just about not being selfish, really, isn't it?
It is. And it's about being accommodating to other people. It's not just about what you as a dog owner want. I could be just having a coffee. Somebody else wants to have something to eat. And if they're not comfortable with my dog, that's fine. I can lift my coffee because it's normally in a takeaway cup anyway and move somewhere else. Continue with the walk.
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean?
Good. Sorry, just let Pam go ahead there. Pam, go ahead.
Everybody wants to have a certain experience and nobody wants to be at argy-bargy, you know? But going back to that, what Lily said about the dentist, I would have loved if my dentist had a dog under his table or under his dentist chair, because I got a tooth pulled when I was 10 and I thought, oh my God, my life, I'm going to die. So if there was a dog under the chair at that time, it probably would have helped me a lot. But I do take my dog to a nursing home outside of Cork City to visit three patients in the nursing home.
Oh, they love them. They yeah, love dogs.
Dogs have a purpose. And yes. they suit a purpose, and they're pets, and they're lovely, and they're... But yeah, there are there are places where they shouldn't be, and there are places where maybe they can be, and everybody wants to go to a restaurant and have a pleasant experience. It's not that there's anything wrong with the dog, it's just that it's that personal, that person's personal.
Exactly. Very true, Pam.
You know, yeah, it is. Like, and that's a good idea, though, because I was in Italy, I was in Spain, I was in France, and they love their dogs. They have their dogs in little carries, baby bags. Oh, my God, little hammocks. Like, the dogs are stuffed to their bodies, but we don't have the climate for that. We don't have a lot of sun. We don't have, you know...
Well, seriously, I don't know about the way like your dog, Pam. My fill is over 10 kg. There's no way I'm carrying him around.
Put him in your handbag, Marion.
My dog is...
Not a chance. Yeah, he'd be hitting the ground.
Too heavy, yeah. But Italy is fab. Italy. And if you move to New Zealand, you can bring your dog to work. You're supposed to have a dog, and you can bring your dog to work. You can bring your dog to all the cafes in New Zealand. Yeah, I mean, it's part of their legislation that you need to own a dog and bring it everywhere. It's part of their mental health ethos. Is that dogs in New Zealand. So
for mental health, that's really interesting. I didn't know that, Pam.
Even rubbing a dog gives relief. You know, they're just unconditional love. And just rubbing them, with someone,
We're getting loads of photos in. Everyone's sending photos in of their dogs. I've got Milo and I've got Jessie here. Milo looks like a little Frenchie. And then Jessie, I'm not sure, is she a little West Highland Terrier or something like that? So yeah, send your photos in, guys. They're very, very cute. Send in the pictures, guys. Send them in. I'm going to have to go to the ads. Thanks for that, guys. Thanks, everyone, for getting involved. So I think the general consensus is around dogs in pubs is just think about other people and be considerate. Don't just assume that it's your right to bring the dog into the pub. And we're not talking about service dogs. You're listening to Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. This is Nighttime Talk.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.